the US financier Bernie Madoff, who swindled thousands of clients out of billions of dollars, has died in prison. The 82-year-old died of natural causes at the Federal Medical Center in North Carolina. He was put behind bars in 2009 after pleading guilty to defrauding thousands of clients out of billions of dollars in investments over several decades. He was serving a prison sentence of 150 years. To tell us more, I'm joined by Arthur Beasley of the Irish Times. And Arthur, with great understatement, his lawyer said that Madoff was by no means perfect. He was a swindler par excellence. Tell us more about the man and the Ponzi scheme that he built.
Well, indeed, Mary, by no means perfect, to which you would say there are degrees of imperfection. And the view of the sentencing judge when it all came crashing down was that this man was someone who was extraordinarily evil. Madoff was in business for decades in New York and seemingly never incurred losses, which meant that he was able to draw more and more people in to his investment fund, which delivered what appeared to be stellar returns. But it was all founded on a lie, and that lie essentially was that this was a Ponzi scheme in which the people who got in early were paid out by the money from people who arrived later into the scheme.
And that's the nature of a Ponzi scheme.
Exactly. And this went on, however, for decades. And it was only after the collapse of Lehman Brothers in September of 2008 that his investors took fright and started taking their money from the fund. And it was in early December that he finally fessed up to his sons and his brother that it was all a big lie.
And he had an A-list of clients. Tell us about some of them and the money that they lost.
Oh, for sure. I mean, people in the movie business, Kevin Bacon, the charity backed by Steven Spielberg, the New York Mets baseball team, the Holocaust survivor and Nobel Peace Prize winner Eli Wiesel, all lost money in this scam. At the very end, the actual cash losses were put at somewhere between, somewhere between $17 and $20 billion, which is an extraordinary amount of money, even by New York terms.
And Arthur, how did he court such respectability for so long?
Well, I mean, I think he started out by introducing friends, acquaintances. They made money with him. They introduced him then to their friends. Little by little, it gathered. And when times were bad, when there was a recession in America, Bernie Madoff was still able to deliver decent investment returns for his clients. And the word spread. And it all was done with the aura of absolute respectability. This was someone who had been chairman of the Nasdaq Stock Exchange. He backed cancer research. He was a trustee of Yeshiva University in New York. He cultivated the air of someone who was essentially, this was your Uncle Bernie. Uncle Bernie was going to look after the money. And By the end of it all, he was described as the most hated man in New York.
The other thing I remember from that time, Arthur, was the speed when the House of Cards came tumbling down, and we were at that time at the start of the deep recession. It was the speed with which the authorities brought him to justice.
Well, yes. Well, I mean, he fessed up. I think the date was somewhere around the 10th of December in 2008. They went that evening to the annual staff party while his sons phoned the FBI. And by the next day, Madoff had held his hands up to the FBI and said what he had been at. And it was a year later that he was sentenced to 150 years in prison and spending the last 12 behind bars.
Arthur Beasley of the Irish Times, many thanks for joining us this morning. We're